Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Vachem daf Peches. Begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah, which we said, not only like the perikol benapa mizbech mekadosh, the altar sanctifies that which is fit for it, even though it's invalid, but it's fit for it had it not become invalidated, so to the ramp, and so to the kli sharis, the service vessels also sanctifies. On that, our Mishnah continues and qualifies that halacha. Klei halach, the vessels that were used for liquids, which were the bowls and the basins, the karas and the mizrakis that were used for the blood, the wine and the oil. So these vessels are mekachin es halach. They will sanctify the liquids that are used in the Beis HaMikdash. Umidas yavish, and the measurements that were used for solids, which there were two measurements for solids that were there. One was an isarin, and one was a half of an isarin. An isarin was used to measure all types of menachas, and the half of the Yisaron was to cut in half the Minchas Chavitin of the Kohen Gadol. Every day the Kohen Gadol would bring a Minchas Chavitin, half in the morning, half at night. So it was an Yisaron, but you needed the Chatzi Yisaron because half it was brought in the morning, half in the evening. Now the reason why I changed the terminology from Klei Halach, the vessels of the liquids, to Midas Yavish, to the measurements of the solids, is because there actually were no distinct vessels for solids besides these two which were used for the measurements of the Isarin, because actually the vessel that they would put a mincha in, although that wasn't a liquid, they actually would put into the vessels of the liquids, into the mizrakis and the ka'aris, which were fit not only for liquids but also for solids. As the Gemara will explain, although, as we're going to say the halacha right now, we're saying that the dry measurements are mekaches sasayavish, and we said the liquids are, the vessels for liquids work for liquids, and the vessels for the dry works for the dry, and continues the Mishnah, that ein kli halach, that the liquid vessels are not mekadesh sasayavish, does not sanctify the dry. So that the Gemara is going to explain, that's only on the midos halach. The vessels for measuring liquids does not work for measuring solids. But as we said, the regular vessels for liquids that actually did work for the solids, and that's why it didn't say the by the lach, it said klei halach, by the yavish only said midas yavish, because actually for measurements are only these two for the dry, but actually the vessels for the dry were actually used in the same keli of the lach, that with the menachas were also put into those vessels too. But in regards to the measurements of the liquids do not sanctify the solids. And v'lo yavish mekadesh es halach, and so too the measurements for the dry, if let's say one would put a liquid into that measurements, into the sarn or the chatzi sarn, it would not sanctify that liquid. Now, although certain animal karbonis, they become sanctified by sanctifying them, the menachas, these types of liquids and solids, they have to be sanctified in the vessel, and that's what it's saying, it has to be in its appropriate type to have the sanctification. Now, it continues the Mishnah, Klei HaKodesh Shenikvu, regarding the service vessels that got a hole in it. So, Im Eisen Behen Me'ein Malachten, Shehoye Eisen Behen Shleimen, if it still can be used in the same function that it would have been when it was still, when it was whole, so although now it has a hole, meaning a hole with a W, and now it has a hole without a W, so the Mekachin, then it could sanctify, so although it has a hole, but it still would function as it was when the Mishalim. But now that the hole, it cannot function the same way, things are going to leak through, let's say, then a makachan then will not sanctify the item that's put inside of it. And says the Mishnah, and all these service vessels that we say that they sanctify is only going to be in the holy area, meaning the azar and the courtyard, but if it's beyond that, then it's not going to sanctify it at all. Now, continuing on these halachas, Samar Shmuel qualifies and he says, Leishana, we didn't learn that as we already alluded to this in the Mishnah, that the vessels for liquids do not sanctify solids that are put inside of them. Says Shmuel, we didn't learn that elamidos. That was only regarding to the 7 types of measuring vessels that were used for liquids, which was a hin, a half a hin, which hin is a measurement, a third of a hin, and so on. Since these things were never designated for measuring solids, because solids cannot fit into the way the crevices are made into liquids, and these vessels were only anointed with sanctity for measuring purposes. Therefore, you could only sanctify through measuring, and you cannot measure solids in these liquid vessels. So that's why the klei halach cannot be mekadesh hazayavish. Of a mizrakis, but regarding the basins, that even though those are liquids meant for liquids like the blood, mikachin, they will sanctify solids that are put inside of them, because just like it's fit for liquids, so too it's fit for, let's say, flour, which is dry. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk about Midbar. The Pasuk speaks about the different types of when they brought a certain carbon. It said that they had to bring a silver plate and a silver bowl, Mizrak Echad, Kesef, so we're talking about a bowl. And it says, Shenayim Malayim Silas, both of these, the Ka'ara and the Mizrak, they were filled with flour. Now, the Pasuk over there is talking about by a Minchas Nesachim, which was a liquidy libation type of flour offering, which required oil, therefore making it more liquidy. But the Pasuk says that the Mizrak and the Ka'ara sanctified the Silas that were put inside of it. Silas is flour, which is Yavish. You see that the solid was sanctified in the Mizrak too, like Shmuel had said, because the Halacha, it would allow, of course, sanctifying the solid, because that works. It's only by the measurements of the liquids, which are only for liquids, that will not work for sanctifying solids. Now, however, Amalei Rav Acha Mediftel Ravina, he asked, but Mincha Lachehi, that pasuk you just brought is talking about a liquidy flour offering because it's mixed with oil. How could you learn that from this pasuk that a regular Mizrak, which is a vessel used for liquids, will sanctify something that's dry? Maybe something totally dry will not be sanctified. That Mincha is not totally dry. It's a liquidy Mincha. Amalei Ravina said to him, no, Loi Nitzrucha El Layavishaba. What we needed to bring a raya from this pasuk is the dry parts of that minchas nesachim. Because you can't totally mix it all the way up with the oil, that there's not going to be any granules of dry flour over there that stayed away from the oil. And those dry parts we're seeing are being sanctified in the Mizrak. So you see that the klei halach, if it's not meant just for measuring, will sanctify the yavish. Or if you want, you can say a different interpretation. Even if you say, let's say all of it got liquidy, but mincha legabi dam, a flour offering, even that which is liquidy mixed with oil, in contrast to the blood, which is what the Mizrak are primarily for, those Mizrakis is when they would collect the blood from an animal after the Shechita, that's Kiyavish Dami. The contrast of Minchas Esachem to Dam is a liquid. Compared to a flour offering, even if it's a little bit liquidy, it's still considered dry in comparison, and therefore you could resolve and say, so therefore anything that's dry compared to a liquid, even something that's totally dry, is also would be sanctified in a Mizrak, in the Kli Alach, and therefore that's derived from the Pasuk according to Shmuel. Another teaching, Amar Shmuel says in this halacha, is Klei Sharis Ein Mekatchen Ela Shleimen. Like we said in the Mishnah, a service vessel could only sanctify if it's complete, in contrast if it has a hole. Ein Mekatchen Ein Malayin, it can only sanctify if it's full, meaning, not literally full, but it has to have a full measurement that's required for what it's sanctifying. So let's say it's a dry measurement, where it has to have a complete isarin if it's a mincha offering, or if, let's say it's a minchas nesachim, which is a more liquidy type of a mincha, which is put into a vessel, so it has to have, if it's a par, it has to have 3 estroinim, if it's an isle, it has to have 2 estroinim. But if it's lacking the measurement that's necessary for this flour offering, then the vessel is not going to sanctify because it's not fit for a vessel. It has to have the measurement that's required for that mincha offering. And finally, a mekatchen el metoichen. The service vessel only sanctifies from the inside what's inside of it. Some say a different version, a mekatchen el shleimen umaleim umibifnim. First two are the same, whole, full, and in the inside, meaning in the courtyard, like we said that Allah and the Mishnah do. Says the Gemara, my benai, what's in between them? Between the first version that says it's only kadosh mitoichan, and the second version that doesn't say that. It can be nine. The difference between them is beirutzei midos. Beirutzei midos means the goitzei midos, the measurements that overflow over the top of the vessel. Which is the one who said that it's only mekadosh mitoichan on the inside, the first version holds, that these beirutzei midos, the flour offering that goes over the top of the vessel, is not going to be sanctified, only what's in the airspace of the vessel, which is the machlekes, mesechtes menachos, and perek shtei midos, and avtadim and av. That would be the difference between these two versions. Now, the mesnitotan and the brice will learn the combination of both versions. Ein mekadoshin el shleimen, it's only going to sanctify if the vessel is whole, or meleim if it's filled up, which we said of the measurement of that mincha. Umitoichan has to be and within the airspace of the vessel. Ubifnim, and also has to be inside the azar. Now, Amr Abbasim Rabbi Yechon, he qualifies the halach, and he says, Lo yishanu, we didn't learn this that we said, that it's only going to be mekadoshin if it's meleim, if it's full, meaning that you put in the entire requisite measurement of whatever mincha you're being mekadoshin in the kli, is Elishain Daiti Lahoisif. We only said that if he didn't put in the required measurement, that's not going to sanctify, only if his intention was not to add on more until he got to the required measurement. If his intention is to add more, then although at this point he didn't put in all of the measurement yet, Rishon Kodesh, then it will be sanctifying it one by one. It will be sanctified even though you don't have the whole measurement in it yet because his intention is to fill it all up. Tanem Halacha, similar in the Braisa, that Malayan, The pasuk says shneim maleim soilus. So we brought both of them were filled with flour. Says the Braisa, ein maleim elishleim. What does it mean full? It means complete, meaning that you have to have the esreinim, the loigim, all the measurements have to be complete. In contrast, if it's missing from the measurement, then it's not going to sanctify. Like we said, it doesn't have to be full, but it has to be complete measurements. Now, that on Rabbi Yisi qualified, and he says, Emasai, when did we say this, that has to be the whole measurement, is Bizman Shein Daita L'Haisef, if he doesn't intend to add more, then it's not going to sanctify. Avadaita L'Haisef, but if he intends to add more to the required measurement, then Rishon Kodesh, then one by one, it will sanctify, like we said before, then it's going to be sanctified, even with all of it in it right now. Now, the Mishnah continued and said, Ein Kli Halach Mekadesh V'chulu, that the vessels that are used for liquids do not sanctify the solids. Now that Omar Rav, he says, Vitemi Ravasi, and some say it was Ravasi, that although Ein Mekachin Li Kariv, which as we said, this was specifically the measurements for liquids, like we said, it was only sanctified for measuring, which doesn't work for measuring solids, so it's not going to sanctify the solids that are put into that vessel. But it says Ravasi or Rav, that's only not going to sanctify it for the ability for it to be sacrificed. It doesn't make it totally good. Ava Mekachin, but the Klei Halach will sanctify the solids, Li Pasil, to become invalidated, that if it's now going to leave the curtains of the Azara, or if let's say a Tfulium is going to touch it, it's going to be invalidated because the going into the vessel will at least prepare it in a level of sanctity to become invalidated. Like we learned in the Braisa Masechtas Milah Dav Yudim and Aleph, that Menaches become, that there is a Halacha of Me'ilah once it becomes sanctified. When it becomes sanctified in the vessel, it becomes prepared to be invalidated if a Tvul Yom touches it, or Mechus HaKippurim. Seir also, although it's not going to make it ready and totally validated, but it ultimately did go into a service vessel, so it will make it now vulnerable to becoming invalidated by leaving the Klayim, or by a Tvul Yom touching it. Now, Ikad Masni La'ahoda, those who learned this qualification of Rav, or was it Ravasi, that although it's not going to sanctify to be sacrificed, but it's going to make it enough sanctified to become pasul, aha, on this following brisa. The brisa says, Ein mevin menachas. We do not bring flour offerings in the sachem and the libations, of minchas behema and the flour offerings that are brought with the animals, with karbanis, ubikurim, and from the first of the seven fruits that a person brings up to Yerushalayim to give to the kahanim. You're not allowed to bring these things, min hameduma, from something that's mixed in with truma. Now, although these things that you're bringing up are going to be given to the kahanim anyway, so what's the problem with that if it has truma mixed in? Is because we need that the karbanas are permitted to every Jewish person. Like the pasuk says in Yecheskel Mem Hei, Mimashki Yisrael has to be from a liquid, from an item that's permitted for every Jewish person. So although this is going to be good for the kahanim anyway, it's not going to be valid for the karban. So therefore, let's say from the wheat, which is one of these items that are bikurim or benachas, has to be something that does not mix with truma. And the Ein Tzarich Lemes says, the Braisa, you don't have to say, me'orlo v'klai akarim, that if it's from the arlo, which are the fruits of the tree's first 3 years, or from that forbidden mixture in the vineyard, which that's forbidden even for kahanim, of course you're not allowed to bring your benachas or bikurim from those things. Vim hevi, and if one does bring loy kodesh, it's not going to be sanctified. It's not a valid carbon. On that, Omar Rav, on that Rav said Vitema, and some say it was Ravasi, that Le Kodesh Le Kariv, it's not going to be sanctified to be sacrificed, Ava Kodesh Le Pasul, but it will be sanctified to become invalidated. In other words, now it cannot go out and be deconsecrated totally, rather it has to be burned, because it was sanctified in the vessel. Now Rashi points out that this teaching of Ravasi is not going back on one of those items of the Braisa of Bikurim. Rather, it's going on the Benachas, the flowerings, because Bikurim is not sanctified in the vessel at all. And therefore, what's the invalidation and what's the sacrificing? It doesn't get sacrificed. Rather, his qualification is on the old other halachas, although one's not allowed to bring a mincha. That's, let's say, a forbidden mixture with truma inside of it. But if one does and he sanctifies it in a vessel, although it's not going to permit it to be sacrificed, it will, however, make it vulnerable now to becoming invalidated. That was that teaching, either on the halacha of our Mishnah or on this brisa. Continuing on the halacha of the Mishnah that we were discussing, Tanur ben Lunda brisa, Klei Kodesh Nikvu, a service vessel that developed a hole, so Ein Matichanaisen, we don't meld it, and that is like when one has a vessel that develops a hole, so they melt the metal around the area of the hole, which then it goes and closes up the hole, because the metal then melts, and then it connects, and then it hardens, and it closes it up. By a service vessel, we don't do that. And the imatichin l'teichin avin, neither do we melt inside of there some lead to close up the hole. And the reason for all these halachas is because it looks like poverty. It's not appropriate to do this in the Beis HaMikdash, where we show the wealth and the beauty of the Jewish people, to go ahead and start fixing up things that are just plugging up holes. Nifkamuf, let's say it developed a large dent, which if one were to file it away, it would be recognizable. The imasaknais, and then we don't fix it. So to sakan shnifkam, if a knife in the Beis HaMikdash develops a bump, so emashchiznes begimas, we don't file away that dent. So to nishmita, if the blade falls off from the handle, emachzirnes, we don't put it back. And Abba Sholem, he says sakamit harefas haisa b'mikdash, there was a knife in the Beis HaMikdash which the blade was soft, which was made it more vulnerable to getting dents. Which then that makes it, when one slaughters, it's going to make the animal a trefa, because it's not slaughtering it swift, and rather it's going to make the animal non-kosher when it's slaughtered. So there was such a knife in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kanim made a vote regarding it, and they concealed it. Again, we don't go and start fixing things. We put it away, we go ahead and we make a new one. Similarly, Tanabon Linda Braisa, Big Day Kahuna, regarding limitations that we don't want to do, we want to make it more noble type. So the Kahanic garments, we don't do needlework, which is to first weave like a long cloth and then afterwards go ahead and sew it together. No, we go ahead and we do it weaving, which is it's all made from the beginning that it's woven together. In contrast, stitching pieces together, it's not as beautiful. We have to do it a way of nobility in the Beis HaMikdash. Shanem, like it says in the Pasuk, the garments were made in a woven way. Now, Nizgalu, if let's say it gets dirty, it gets stained, we don't start washing the clothing with these detergents of Al and Neser, which get rid of the stain, and rather, we go to make a new one. Now, the Gemara asks, what with water we are going to wash? In other words, since the reason of all these halachas is because we don't do what would poor people would do, so what's the difference regarding these detergents or with water? If it got dirty and you're going to start washing it, for sure, if it's going to wash with water, it's not even going to whiten it so much, for sure that's going to make it even worse. Why are you saying you can't wash it with this detergent? Sounds like, but water you could. Why? If anything, water for sure not. So Mabai says, no, this is what the Brice was saying. Hugu b'mayim, if it developed a stain that was very little, and you want to clean it would only require even just washing it with water, then mechapsun leisa b'nesav al. Then yes, you could wash it even with these detergents of neser and al. However, as you continue to mabeis, hugu l'nesav al. But if let's say it got very dirty, which to wash it you would need these detergents, then we cannot fix it at all. Af b'mayim emechapsun, then you can't even wash it even with water. Now, as Rashi points out, that's not a chiddush, because to the contrary, water, for sure not, because that's not even going to make it even clean. Rather, what the Braisa means to say, as we're amending it, is that either way, this that it said, the halacha of Neser Va'al regarding the detergents, was not regarding the washing it. Because like we said, where it's forbidden, it's totally forbidden. When it's permitted, it's totally permitted. Rather, it's regarding qualifying the stain. And it's saying, if it developed a stain, then you cannot wash it at all. If you're going to have to wash it with detergents, then nothing's going to help. And if it's not so dirty, then you can wash it however you want to, even with detergents. But if it's a qualifier of how big the stain is. If it's a stain that requires detergents, then you can't wash it at all. But if it's very small, then you could. But the Yeshem, there are those that say, no, Eimachabs and Oysen call Iker, we do not wash Kohana garments. She'en anis b'makam Ashiris, where there's no poverty in the place of wealth, which is, in the Beis HaMikdash, it's one of opulence. We don't go ahead and start washing clothing to get out stains. If it has something, we just make new ones. Now, the Gemara continues with the Braisa Tarabon, continuing on a related discussion that in the Pasuk that said that the Maisa Oirik, that they would weave the Kohana garments, that Pasuk was actually told by the Me'il, which is one of the garments of the Kohen Gadol. So now the Gemara continues, the Braisa said that regarding the Me'il, which is some type of a robe that the Kohen Gadol would wear, was Kulei Shel Tcheilasai, it was totally made out of blue wool. Shem, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Vayasas Me'il or Eifed, he made the Me'il that was over the Eifed, Kulei Tcheilas, totally out of blue wool. And that says the Braisa, Shulav Ket, so what was the hem, what was the bottom of the Me'il like? So maybe Tcheilas V'argaman B'Telashani Shizun, he would bring the blue wool, the purple wool, and the red wool that was spun together. Va'isa Eisen Kimin Rimayim, he would make them like pomegranates. Shlei Pitchupim, which the mouth of the pomegranate didn't open yet, because the way pomegranates usually are is when they stay on the tree after they are already ripened, they open up by themselves the way certain nuts that have the green outer husk, the way they open up. So, but they make it like the pomegranates before the mouth opens up. And that's ukumin kainois. That's like these cones, which are shel kenasis shebirashi tinaikis. Like the children that they put on the top of they would wear these helmets and they were made out of wicker, which they would, when they were fighting with their friends, they would have on the top like these cones. That's what the pomegranates that didn't open yet look like. It had like this cone coming out of it. And umevi shiv mishnayim zarkin. So besides the pomegranates that were hanging, which were made out of thread, looked like pomegranates hanging from the bottom of the meal, they would also bring 72 bells, shebehen shiv mishnayim inbolim, that had inside of it 72 clappers, which is what makes the noise inside the bell, v'tayla behen, and they would hang it in them, which Rashi's Kirush is actually tayla bay, that they would hang it in it, meaning on the meal, not in the pomegranates, but actually on the side of the pomegranates, which is Machlekes Rishonim, which Rashi says, that's the pomegranate that it says in the Pasuk, in Shema Yisrael Mitzvah, pomegranate v'rimon, which was, there was a pomegranate and a bell, a pomegranate and a bell, and although it says in the Pasuk that it was in Toich Rimonim, it doesn't mean in the airspace of the pomegranate, as some Rishonim learn, rather, in between them, which was because he had one bell between two pomegranates. So it was in the pomegranates, not in the pomegranates, but between the pomegranates. So they would hang it, according to Rashi, on the me'il. You had shleishim mishisha b'tzadzeh. He had 36 bells on one side, meaning in the front of him. U'shleishim mishisha b'tzadzeh, and 36 on the other side, meaning behind him. Daisa'im mishra mebihudi says, no, shleishim mishisha, not 72, but rather it was 36. Shemayin Esther Mitzadzeh, 18 in the front, but Shemayin Esther Mitzadzeh, 18 in the back. Now, Amr B'yani Bar Sasni says, Kemachlik is Khan, just like we have Machlik, if it's 36 or 72 regarding the bells on the bottom of the Me'il of the Kohen Gadol, Kach Machlik is B'maras Nagam, we have the same Machlik is in the numbers regarding the types of Nagoyim that there are. It's not like, Mishnah Masechtas Nagoyim, this is Maris Nagoyim, the different types of visuals of a Nega, which is to make tameh, like for example, on a person when it's mixed the white with red, or let's say on the head or the beard, which is that the white of the nesek, or regarding a nega of a house or of a garments, there's different types of colors. Reb Desim and Herkes, I'm a lamed vam. He says there's 36 different types. Akavi ben malal, I'm a shiv mishnayim, there's 72. Again, the same numbers of 36 and 72 that we have by the me'il was also by the maris nagayim. Another teaching on this topic from Amr Rabbi Yoni Bar Sosni says, Lo manismuch parshas karbanis. Why was it proximity of the parsha Tumah Karbanis, le parshas big de kuhuna? To the parsha that talks about the kind of garments, like in parsha Tzav, it says, Zayis teres ha'ayla, this is Zayis teres ha'chatas, v'asham is avach ha'shlamim. And then it says, Kach ha'sam ha'sabukam, that talks about the kind of garments, what is the connection? Lem l'cha to tell you, ma karbanis mechapin, just like we know that the sacrifices atone, af big de kuhuna mechapin, so too the kind of garments, they atone, as the Gemara explains. The tunic, which is like the shirt that the Kohen would wear, atoned for the spilling of blood, for murder. Shlomo says the pasuk in Bereishis, and it says that the Shvatim, the brothers of Yosef, it says that he took the kesainis of Yosef, they took his garment, his tunic, v'yishchatu asiris, and they wanted to make believe that he was killed to show Yaakov their father, so they slaughtered a he-goat, v'yitpulu asiketainis badam, and they dipped his shirt in blood, which is alluding to the future that the Kesainis is going to atone for Shvichas Dam and for spilling of blood. Now we see that it's atoning is because Tevila, although it means dipping in, but Tevila, as we know, Tevila in the Mikvah, immersing is purification, is atonement. So this is what we see an allusion to the Kesainis being Mechaper on Shvichas Dam. Mechnasayim, the pants. Mechapers Agil Arais atones for sexual immorality. Shemaik says in the Pasuk in Shemaik, it says, Vasela Michnasebad, you should make for the Kahanim the pants made out of linen, Lachasis Besar Ever, to cover the private area, which is because it's covering over, meaning it's atoning for Gilei Arayis, which is from the body parts that are there. Mitznefes, the hat, Mechaperes Lagase Ruach, it atones for those who are haughty of spirit. Now, where do we know that? Amar Bchanina says, logic. Yavei Dabe Shebegeve, let somebody that's on the height, the hat, and atone for something of height, which is when a person has a bit large ego, is he pushes his body upwards, it's that of height, it's the same idea. Avnit mechap al hira leiv, the belt would atone for the improper thoughts of the heart. Why is that? Because heichad isa, exactly where the belt is. Because they would tie their belt opposite the area of where their elbows were, which is right by the area of the heart. as the Gemara learned in the Yud Tesamid Aleph, from a loyach grubi yaza, you're not supposed to have that the belt be where sweaty part is. Where the arms are, that's sweaty. And by the thighs, it's already sweaty. The part where the elbows are, where the heart is, that's not sweaty. That's where they tie the belt. That's exactly the area of where the heart is. That's alluding to the fact that it atones for hirur halev. Cheshin mechaper ladinin, the cheshin that the Kohen Gadol would wear, that had the 12 stones on it, that atoned for judgment, for justice. Shemak says the pasuk in Shemayis, v'sisa cheshin mishpat, you should make a cheshin of mishpat, so you see, of judgment, you see it atones for perversion of justice, for things that are miscarriages of justice. Ephod mechaper al avodas kachavim, the ephod apron, which was tied onto from the back, going to the cheshin in the front, that atoned for idolatry. Shemak says the pasuk in Hosea, that alludes to the way it's read in the Gemara, is ein ephod. If there is no ephod, then it reveals the sin of vitrafim of Avodah Zarah, which tells us, but if there is an ephod, then there's no sin of trafim of Avodah Zarah, of idols. Me'il mechapa lashon hara, the me'il, which we spoke about before, that robe atones for gossip, for slander. Minayin, where do we know this? Rabbi Chanina says, Yavid davar shebekoil, let something that makes noise, which are the bells that make noise in the bottom of the il, bechaper al koil hara, and atone for the bad noise, that of lashon hara. V'tzitz mechaper al azaz panim, and the plate that the Kohen Gadol would wear on his forehead, atone for brazenness of the face. Because b'tzitz k'siv, by the tzitz, it says in Shemayis v'hayal metzach Aaron, it was on the forehead of Aaron. Ba'azaz panim k'siv, regarding someone that's brazen, it says, in Pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says, u'metzach isha zayna hayalach, that you had the forehead of a woman that's a harlot, which, like the Pasuk says, me'anti kalam, you refuse to be embarrassed. That's like a brazen person, and both of them use the term of meitzach, that the brazenness is on a person's forehead. Therefore, the tzitz that's there atones for that. Now, the Gemara, however, asks, Ini, is that so, as we just said? But Ram Rishu Malevi says, Shnei devarim loy metzin lam kapar b'karbanis. Rishu Malevi said, there's two things that we don't find atonement by the karbanis, by the sacrifices, but a metzin lam kapar makamach, we find that the atonement comes somewhere else. Ve'elehin, what are these two things? Shvichas damim, for spilling of blood for murder, v'lash naran, for gossip. Shvichas damim egla rufa. We don't find a pasuk that's atoning, a carbon that atones for murder. Rather, the egla rufa, the decapitated calf, atones for someone being killed. And lashon hara mikatiris. And what atones for lashon hara? That's the katiris. That's the incense that the kohen that would sacrifice inside the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanur of Chananya, like Rav Chananya, told the Braisa, minayin lekatiris shemechaperis. Where do we know that the incense atones? Shemek, it says the pasuk in Bamidbar, it says v'yitin es katiris v'yichapal am. That Aaron brought the incense, and he atoned for the people, which that was after the aftermath of the Machlekes of Kayach, when there was a Magefa, which were killing people, where there was Lashon Hara over there. Like it says, Atma Misim, you killed them, Maisha, Aaron, what are you doing? And what stopped the Magefa was the Keteris, which was in regards to atoning for the Lashon Hara that they were saying, that they were slandering Maisha and Aaron. And Batan the Baby Shmuel is torn the Bryce of Shibi Bishmal, Amaha Kateris Machabes, like we just said, for what does the incense atone for? Alashon Hara? And for Lashon Hara, why? Because Yavid Davish Bechashoy lets something that's in silence, meaning because only the Kohen himself was there. Like the Mishnah teaches that when the Kohen would bring the Kateris, everyone would separate from between the area of the Ulam, the antechamber, and the Mizbeach. And for sure from the Heichel itself, like the Pasuk says, as the Gemara brings him Seftas Yuma, V'chalodim L'yia, no one's allowed to be there when he brings it. So it was done in silence, in solitude. V'chabal Ma'aseh Hashayah, they should also atone for something that's done in silence. When someone says gossip, he whispers it to the other person, and therefore Keteris is atoning for it. So says the Gemara, Kasha Lashon Hara, Alashon Hara, we have a contradiction for Lashon Hara. On the one hand, we said before that we have the Me'il that's atoning for Lashon Hara, yet here we have that we said that it's the Keteris. And Kasha Shvichas Adam, Shvichas Adam, we also have this theory regarding the spilling of blood. Before we said that it's the Kesainis, and here we're saying that it's the Egla Rufa. Says the Gemara, like Kasha, it's not a difficulty. Ha, this that we said regarding the Kesainis, the tunic, the chronic garment, that it atones, is the Adia Man Katli. That's when we know who murdered him. So it atones for the tzibur that they shouldn't get punished. Ha, this that we said, this, the egla rufa is the loyodim ankatli, the halach of the decapitated calf, it's only we don't know who murdered him. So it depends. If we know who murdered it's the ketzainis, if we don't know, it's the egla rufa. On that, the Gemara asks, idi yadim ankatli? If you know who killed him, so bar katalahu. So that person has to be executed. And as long as he's not executed, you cannot tell me that the Kesainis is going to atone for the Tzibur. Because actually the Tzibur does get punished until they execute the murderer, like the Pasuk says in Menim Al-Hamehei, V'la'aretz le'yechuper. The land, the people will not be atoned until they take this person for judgment to execute him. Says the Gemara, no, b'mezid v'le'asterbe. It's where they know who killed him, and he killed deliberately, but he wasn't forewarned. where then he cannot be executed. So therefore, the tzibur still holds some liability because this person murdered, they get atoned with the ketzayinus. And the one who killed deliberately, although he cannot be executed, he gets negoyim that come on him, as the Gemara says in Masechtas Erechim. And the Gemara concludes, V'lashon hara, lashon hara, namale kasha. It's also not a contradiction in what atones for slander, because ha bitzina, when the slander was said in secrecy, that's davashe b'chashoy, that's done in secret, that's what the keteris atones for, where that's also ma'aseh chashoy, it's also something that's done in secrecy that no one's around. Ha b'fahesya. When the slander was said out in public, which is something that comes shebekoil, where it comes out with a voice, that's when the me'il atones for it, because you have the noise of the bells that atones for the voice of the lashon hara that's done b'fahesya. Hanulach Mizbech Makadish, we shall return to the 9th paragraph of Masechta Zvachim, paragraph Mizbech Makadish, which again spoke about primarily this idea of that the altar and the kevish and the klei shavuos, that they are Makadish, they sanctify regarding im ol lo yerdu, regarding things, although that they're pasul, but if it's ro'olai, then the Mizbech and these elements will be Makadish esaro lahem.